everyone, welcome to Spanish Pod. Today we've got our free movie lesson of the week, and it's called Swear and Oath. My name is JP.
Hey, I'm Liliana.
Hey, Liliana. Swear and Oath. Are we joining fraternity today?
Well, that, or you can be putting your hand on top of the Bible and swearing to say the truth.
Oh, okay.
Nothing but the truth.
So we're giving testimony in court.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Someone is guilty.
Are we going to find out in today's dialogue?
Yes. Well, okay. First of all, we have to find out what is la verdad.
La verdad. Is that our key word?
Yes, that's the key word.
La verdad means the truth.
Mm-hmm.
La verdad. All right. We're going to listen for that key word, la verdad, in the dialogue, which you're about to hear three times. You ready?
Dialogue. First time.
¿Jura decir la verdad, toda la verdad y nada más que la verdad?
Sí, lo juro.
Puedes subir al estrado.
Second time.
¿Jura decir la verdad, toda la verdad y nada más que la verdad?
Sí, lo juro.
Puedes subir al estrado.
Third time.
¿Jura decir la verdad, toda la verdad y nada más que la verdad?
Sí, lo juro.
Puedes subir al estrado.
All right, we're back and we're going to start with the translation.
¿Jura decir la verdad, toda la verdad y nada más que la verdad?
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
¿Jura decir la verdad, toda la verdad y nada más que la verdad?
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
¿Jura decir la verdad, toda la verdad y nada más que la verdad? Sí, lo juro.
Yes, I swear it.
Sí, lo juro.
Yes, I do.
Sí, lo juro. Puedes subir al estrado.
You may take the stand.
Puedes subir al estrado.
You may take the witness stand.
Puedes subir al estrado.
Okay, so this is the famous oath. When you put your hand on the Bible, you raise your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which happens only in the movies.
It does.
Well, in the U.S., I mean.
Really?
Well, in Mexico, you don't do that.
Oh, it happens in people's court all the time. Judge Judy. Oh, yeah. On TV.
You guys have way too much stuff in TV. It's amazing.
Okay. Let's start with the bailiff's questions. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
¿Jura decir la verdad, toda la verdad, y nada más que la verdad?
Okay, if you were listening, I think you heard the key word three times, right?
Yes.
La verdad. Okay, so we're going to start with, do you swear to tell the truth?
¿Jura decir la verdad?
Okay, so what's that first word, jura?
Jura is a verb, jurar.
Jurar, to swear.
Yes.
And so here in the question, it's do you swear?
Jura.
Jura. Okay, do you swear what? To tell.
Decir.
Decir. Decir means to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's put it together.
Jura decir la verdad.
The whole truth.
Toda la verdad.
Toda la verdad. Now we've got our keyword with one extra word, which is toda.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Toda means all.
Okay.
Toda with an A. At the end,
mm-hmm.
toda, because la verdad is feminine.
Of course.
So
you get toda.
Exactly. Toda la verdad.
Okay, that means the whole truth or all the truth, right?
Y nada más que la verdad.
Okay, and that's got to be a nothing but the truth. So how do you say and?
Y.
Y. Okay, that letter Y is E. And then literally nothing else except the truth.
Nada más.
Nada más is nothing else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, literally, it's nothing more.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the word for nothing?
Nada.
Nada. And then the word for more?
Más.
Más. Okay, nada más. Nada más, nothing more. Sometimes when nada and más are together, like nada más, it means only.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in this case, we're trying to get nothing but the truth, right? So nothing more than...
Nada más que...
Okay, that que can be like than, right?
Yes.
Right,
the
nothing
word.
But the truth. Okay, sweet. Let's put that whole first line together.
Jura decir la verdad, toda la verdad, y nada más que la verdad.
Okay, and the person says yes.
Sí.
And then he says, I swear it.
Lo juro.
Lo juro. Okay, so that's our verb jurar again,
mm-hmm.
to swear, and this time it's in the first person.
Yes, juro.
Juro.
Yo juro.
Okay, that means I swear.
Yes.
And if I want to say I swear it...
Lo juro.
Lo juro. Okay, that lo means it, and it comes before the verb, which is juro. So, yes, I swear it.
Sí, lo juro.
And then the judge gives the witness permission to take the stand, right?
Puede subir al estrado.
Okay, let's break this down. So, how are you going to express the idea of the stand, the witness stand?
Estrado.
Estrado. Okay, estrado, specifically, this is like a platform, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, estrado, I guess that's a stand.
It's a stand, but estrado can also be, for example, an estrado in a concert. It can also be kind of like the stage thing.
So okay.
You always have to go up. So right. Estrado.
Okay, speaking of going up, how do we go up in Spanish?
Subir.
Subir. Okay, subir. And specifically here, it's subir al, right?
Mm-hmm.
Subir is to go up or to climb, right? There's an upward motion.
Yes.
Right? And you link it to the thing that you're going up with the word a.
Al.
Okay, al. This is a el. So el estrado would be the stand.
Mm-hmm.
And if you subir a el estrado, you're going to say subir al estrado.
Yes, because you cannot say a el.
No, there's too much.
No.
All right, we're almost finished. You may take the stand.
Puede.
Puede. Okay, that's the you may part, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the verb poder, and it means to be able to. And it often comes out as can or may, right? Here we have the usted form. And so it's puede, right?
Yes.
So let's put it together. You may take the stand.
Puede subir al estrado.
Okay, this is a very official dialogue that we have mm-hmm. today. All right, let's listen to it again 3 more times and we'll be back.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Jura decir la verdad, toda la verdad y nada más que la verdad?
Sí, lo juro.
Puede subir al estrado.
Second time.
¿Jura decir la verdad, toda la verdad y nada más que la verdad?
Sí, lo juro.
Puede subir al estrado.
Third time.
¿Jura decir la verdad, toda la verdad y nada más que la verdad?
Sí, lo juro.
Puede subir al estrado.
All right, we're back, and I just want to help everyone conjugate the verb jurar, because jurar means to swear. We have it in 2 forms here. The first one is, do you swear?
Jura.
Jura. This form is the third person form, and it's also the usted form, okay? If I'm talking about myself, I swear.
Juro.
That vowel at the end is juro. It's an O at the end. Juro, that means I swear. And then just for fun, Liliana, what about we swear?
Juramos.
Juramos. Okay, that amos at the ending makes it, we do it.
Yes. And you know, there's a typical expression we say it in Spanish. Like
oh, yeah?
When we want to mean something that is like true or something, mm-hmm. you say, te lo juro.
Te lo juro. Okay. So we saw lo juro here in this dialogue, mm-hmm. which means I swear it. And this expression that you're telling us is te lo juro.
Yes.
Okay. So what's that te part?
Te is to you. I swear it to you.
I swear it to you.
Te lo juro.
Really?
Yes. Whenever you want to be exaggerating and telenoveli. I just made up a new word.
Soap opera-ish.
Soap opera-ish. You can say, te lo juro.
I swear it to you.
Te lo juro.
Okay. Liliana, have you ever taken the stand in a court of law?
Never.
Neither have I.
I'm telling you, that just happens in the U.S. And I'm not American. Yeah, I'm not American.
You've never witnessed any crimes?
No, never. Like, well, the only crime is like, I saw my brother killing some cockroaches and stuff like that. But that's it.
Okay.
What about you?
No, I never have.
But in the States, you are summoned to court, right? You have like a court order or no?
Yeah, yeah. My life is not that exciting.
But I remember a friend of mine received it and she was like, oh, I have to go to this. She was so annoyed. I was like, oh, I cannot. Can I go? Can I go?
With your video camera.
I just think it's like, but I don't know why. Maybe it's too boring. It depends on the trial, I imagine.
Okay. But for you, since you're not from the U.S., it's de película. It's like in the movies.
Yeah, for me, it's exciting.
All right, folks. If you have any questions or comments, please come to SpanishPod.com and leave your comments in the comments section of this lesson. Remember, folks, if you're listening to this free newbie feed, you can go to SpanishPod.com and check out all of the other things that we have available by subscription. And in fact, we're going to give you a 7-day free trial to check out everything. For now, I guess it's time to go. So, hasta luego.
Hasta luego.